In the scriptures, there is abundant evidence of God's goodness. In fact, some people have said the Bible, the whole Bible, is really just one long love story. God's love for his people. In the Bible, there's also plenty of evidence of man's failure to love. It's not a love story when we see the terrible legacy of sin, generation after generation. So what we ponder so often is the contrast between divine love and human love. Divine love, which is superabundant, overflowing, merciful, and human love, which is limited, sometimes completely absent, selfishness. In today's first reading, we have the terrible story of Ahab and Jezebel pretty much taking the vineyard of Naboth and having him put to death. It's one of these cases of raw abuse of political power. It's one thing when people simply take what they want directly, like bullies take the baton from their classmates or something like that. It's direct, it's forceful. But when people with political power do it, they don't simply use force, they manipulate the law. So they come up with these false charges and lying witnesses, and then they have mock trials, and they try to make themselves look good. This is what they do with Ahab, and especially Jezebel, due to this poor man Naboth. Not only do they want to take his vineyard, but they want to make him look like a lawbreaker. So they set up this elaborate scheme to accuse him of cursing God and king, which apparently are capital offenses, to curse God and king. So once he is accused and found guilty, then they execute the sentence and he's dead. Jezebel and Ahab come off looking like they have upheld the law. And now this abandoned vineyard, well, it falls into the hands of the government. So we know this kind of story. This is not limited to biblical times. It happens in every country, in every age. People with power abuse power for their own advantage. That's the human way. Jesus in today's gospel says that you have heard this commandment, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Well, not really. Because that sounds so bad to us, to punish people by blinding their eye or knocking out their teeth. But in fact, if you know the story of this law of Italian, this retaliation law, it was intended to limit the human tendency to overdo it, to respond with an injustice with a much greater injustice. If you knock out my tooth, I'm going to knock out all your teeth. If you knock out my tooth, I'm going to kill your family. That's the human tendency. It's an abundance of injustice. And so that law, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, was simply meant to limit that tendency and make it at least basic justice, basic punishment for crimes, which is kind of the way people think nowadays. Justice, justice, justice. If you hurt me, I hurt you. If you steal from me, I get to take it back from you. And there's something to it, of course. Justice is correct. But when we hear what Jesus says after that, we realize God is not simply a God of strict justice. he has this other exaggeration in the other direction. We have the human direction, which is towards selfishness and self-centeredness and self-glorification. And then there's God's abundant way of pouring himself out and sacrificing himself and doing for others more than they could possibly deserve. And that's what he's talking about here when he talks about giving more than is asked of you and giving to those who want to borrow and, you know, doing more service than people are asking for. Now, this is not literal commandments. It's not as if you have to go around and let people beat you on both cheeks all the time. But it's a description of how God operates. God, who is super abundant love. Yesterday's feast was the celebration of that love. If you remember, Trinity Sunday is all about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the extraordinary communion of love that they are. God is love. God is all love. And each of the persons of the Trinity is entirely given to the others in love. And this is how God is. And you know these accounts in the scriptures of how God does more than any human person would think. Think of the multiplication of the loaves, for example. Yeah, there's 5,000 hungry people. So fine, feed them all. But what about these 12 baskets of leftovers? There's more than they ate as much as they possibly could, and there was still a lot more left over. That's evidence of God's style, God's love. Let me share a little experience of this, or at least a sign of it. It has to do with our water problems. You've heard me talk about them. Of course, we don't have water here, and it seems like most days we don't have any water. But we have the advantage of having those two big overhead tanks. So when there's no water coming from the city, we just use the water in the tanks. Until the tanks run out. That's what happened on Saturday. The tanks ran out of water. So, boy, that was a crisis because we couldn't do anything. We couldn't wash any dishes, can't flush any toilets. So we were really stranded. And there was no water coming from the Manilad. So we were experiencing the human condition and the limitation of human love. There just isn't any left. Sorry. Well, we called up the water delivery people and we ordered a delivery truck to bring us some water. I didn't know how that exactly works, but along comes the truck. Within about an hour, they came, climbed up there, filled up the tanks, and then they said, well, you know, you pay for a truckload. You don't pay for how much you get. You pay for the whole truckload. So the tanks only hold 1,000 gallons, and the truck holds about 1,500 gallons. So there's a lot of water left over. And so we scrambled and got all our basins and all our barrels and buckets and everything. And over there in the laundry area, the guy came in with his big hose, and he's water everywhere. And after we filled up everything we possibly could find, to fill up with water, there was still a lot of water left over, and it's spilling out all over to the street. We said, wow. An hour ago, we had nothing. And now we have more than we can possibly contain, and it's just spilling out. The water people, they don't care if it spills out because they have plenty. So that was the contrast. Human love, divine love. Human love, we have a little bit. When we use it up, it runs out. Divine love, there's more than we can possibly contain. Maybe I didn't get the message because in this building, the water, for some reason, wouldn't get from that building to this building. So I still didn't have any water in my house. So on Saturday night, I filled up two pails from over there and I carried them up the stairs so I could at least get through the night. Then yesterday morning, Feast of the Holy Trinity, I'm working on my homily for the Trinity. We talk about the love of God, superabundant love of God. There's no water. One of my pails was already empty, of course. And then I noticed it was starting to trickle. The water was actually starting to come from the city. Just a little trickle, just drops. So I left the faucet open. I put the bucket under there. I said, well, you know, I'll come back in 20 minutes and see if there's any water, because usually it stops after a few minutes. I forgot about it, of course. I worked hard on my homily. Maybe, I don't know, an hour and a half later, I came out of my office and I heard this sound of water. I said, what's going on? Went into my CR, and the water was flowing, not very strongly, but steadily. Of course, the bucket was filled and overflowing, and the bucket was blocking the drain. So it was filling up the area where the showers are, spilling over into the rest of the floor of the bathroom, and all around the little mat was soaked with water. There's water everywhere. They said, what is this? Two times in the space of 12 hours, I have this super abundance of water pouring all over the place. I said, okay, Lord, I get it. I get it. And I think this is what the Lord wants us to know when we celebrate Trinity Sunday, or when we read a gospel like this about going beyond what is humanly expected or beyond the strict norms of justice. God's love is immeasurable. It's super abundant. We don't have to worry about running out of God's love. He doesn't worry about that. He pours it out and pours it out and pours it out. He doesn't even mind wasting it. That's the strange thing about God. He keeps loving even when we're not receiving it anymore. He keeps pouring out love. That's God. He wants us to learn this. He wants us to be confident in this. Why would anyone, looking at this gospel, why would anyone give to everyone who asks, or give more than a person asks, or do more than a person deserves? Well, because that's what God does for us. It doesn't mean we have to be imprudent. It doesn't mean we have to waste money on projects that are not going to be fruitful, or we certainly don't have to give to everyone who asks of us. That's not literally true. But we do have to take on this attitude that God has. Be other-centered. Don't worry about yourself. Don't worry about what you have. Be ready to overflow with love for others. And don't worry about running out, because God's love doesn't run out, and His love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.